This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Ida, a dangerous Category 4 storm, made landfall in the Gulf Coast U.S. state of Louisiana on Sunday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Ida came ashore packing winds of up to 240 kilometers per hour. Speaking on U.S. television on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned the devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves. He urged Americans in the path of the storm to take precautions. He said, take it very seriously. The president said he's already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi, both in the path of the storm. He said the federal government would help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He also urged people in the storm-affected regions to, quote, look out for your neighbors. Immediately ahead of Ida's arrival, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards warned those in its path that it was too late to evacuate. He said people should now try to shelter in place. The governor had declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. He said 5,000 National Guard troops are standing by along the coast for search and rescue efforts. Sunday is also the anniversary of the devastating landfall of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That storm, only a Category 3, damaged the New Orleans levee system and flooded the city. Some 1,800 people are believed to have died as a result of that storm. The levees, it's worth noting, have been repaired. A Yemeni military spokesman says a missile and drone attack on a key military base in Yemen's south on Sunday killed at least 30 troops and wounded 65 others. It was one of the deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday said the discussions France is having with the Taliban over evacuations from Afghanistan do not indicate recognition of the hardline Islamist group as the country's new rulers. He said the Taliban needs to fulfill conditions on human rights and also to reject terrorism. France and other Western states have in the last days revealed they are talking with the Taliban following the group's takeover of Kabul earlier this month. The talks are centered on how to extract foreign citizens and Afghans in danger. Macron said during a television appearance while in Iraq that the discussions with the Taliban are a practical necessity. He said it does not mean France is recognizing them as a legitimate government. He also said the Taliban need to respect humanitarian law by allowing those who qualify for asylum to leave and also must take a very clear line against all terrorist movements. He also added the Taliban must have, in particular, respect for the dignity of Afghan women. France evacuated some 3,000 people from Afghanistan before finishing its operation over the past 2 days, but Macron said there could still be hundreds or thousands of people who still need France to evacuate them. A senior Taliban leader has confirmed to VOA that the group is in the final stages of announcing a new cabinet. It's expected to include all members of the Taliban's current leadership council. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA the process was near completion. While the Taliban claim the government will be inclusive, their spokesman said sharing power is not the group's current priority. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden met with the families of 13 U.S. service members killed in a bombing near the Kabul airport last week. The 13 U.S. service members were aged between 20 and 31 years. In fact, five of them were just 20 years old. Their families met Sunday with the president at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where they participated in what the military calls a dignified transfer. It's a ritual for receiving the remains of those killed in foreign combat. The deadly attack last week took place as thousands of people were gathered outside the airport trying to leave Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover of the country. Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate has claimed responsibility for that attack. And Israel on Sunday began offering a COVID-19 booster to children as young as 12. And its prime minister said a campaign that began a month ago among seniors has slowed a rise in severe illness caused by the Delta variant of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.